I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. It's all about image, especially perhaps at the global level. Countries want positive images, not for vanity, but for tourism, trade, and even power. But the image doesn't always match the country. Here's an example. South Korea has one of the world's top economies, and it's a stable democracy. But international surveys show that South Korea's brand value isn't all that high. From Seoul, Jason Strother tells us how the country is trying to improve its reputation abroad.
Lee Chan-bom, an official in South Korea's foreign service, was in New York last summer on business when something grabbed his attention.
I was strolling along like Fifth Avenue. I was passing by a newsstand, and I saw the front page of the New York Times. As I came closer, I sort of realized that the whole front page was splashed with a picture of a very familiar scene.
What Lee saw was a picture of tens of thousands of candle-holding protesters in downtown Seoul. They were demonstrating against the resumption of American beef imports to South Korea amid a scare over mad cow disease. Lee says that's not the kind of picture of his homeland that he'd like to see on the front page of the Times.
If these are the only images that being seen of Korea around the world, yes, I think that may negatively affect the image of Korea.
And now Lee is trying to improve that image. Earlier this year, he was appointed Director General of the Presidential Council on Nation Branding. Lee says South Korea can improve its global image through better communication and greater involvement in addressing global issues like poverty or climate change. Lee and the council are taking a page from the book written by Simon Anholt, an independent policy advisor from Britain who coined the phrase nation brand.
The nation's brand is basically its image, its reputation. You know, whether you're talking about getting tourists or getting investors or getting talent or getting respect, attention, and so forth, the way your country is perceived is just as important as the way it really is. And often there's a big gap between the two, and South Korea is a very good example of that.
Anholt says the South Korea Branding Council is moving in the right direction to close that gap and to help the Seoul government and others determine what their brand value is. Anholt created the Nation Brands Index. It's a survey that ranks 50 countries based on how they're perceived internationally. South Korea came in at 33. While there is no uniform way to increase a country's brand value, Anholt gives examples of how two nations changed their image.
Both Germany and Japan pretty much pulled off the same trick after the Second World War. I mean, they were both pariah states, which nobody would consider having any dealings with whatsoever. And what seemed to work in the case of Germany and Japan is you have to focus on producing good stuff. And gradually, over the decades, people get used to the idea, therefore, that the country that produces those products, with which we are now so intimate, it can't be such a bad country after all.
In South Korea's case, some observers say that if the government wants to improve the nation's image, politicians need to clean up their act first. A battle royale erupted in the South Korean parliament this year when lawmakers attempted to bust through a chamber door using a sledgehammer. They were driven back with fire extinguishers. Talk about bad PR. Lee Chang-min is dean of Yonsei University's Graduate School of International Studies.
Many South Koreans, in fact, you know, across the political spectrum, were extremely disappointed at the fisticuffs that occurred. This, of course, had a very negative image about South Korea. And I think parliamentarians realize that, you know, no longer are you in a fishbowl. If something happens within South Korea, the whole world knows about it in real time. And this is a message that I think Korean politicians must really, really internalize. You cannot bluster your way through parliament. You may have issues with a bill or whatever, but you talk it out. You don't duke it out, you talk it out. And that's a major lesson, I think, for South Korean parliamentarians.
Branding Council Director General Lee Chan-bom prefers to focus on the positive. He says even displays of unparliamentary behavior can have an upside.
These are not the most civil forms of behavior. It's not always pleasant to watch. But also you should see it as expressions of a very active and very vibrant democracy in Korea.
And, Lee says, that's a plus when you consider who some of South Korea's neighbors are. For The World, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul, South Korea.